Euradio présente Europe in a Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Hello everyone. Today in Europe in a Soundbite, we will be focusing on European Political Cooperation, or EPC.
What is European Political Cooperation?
It is the coming together of different collaborations that developed from 1970 onwards between different European states in the fields of foreign policy and diplomacy. It was at first a little implemented policy, led on the fringes of European treaties and institutions. It is based on the free and limitless cooperation between governments of European states. Its aim was to make European voices heard on issues such as Israel-Palestine. Following the Single European Act of 1986, EPC is made official in being incorporated into the treaties and becoming equipped with permanent bodies. It disappeared in 1993, replaced by the Common Foreign and Security Policy.
Why this minimalist model?
European political cooperation was born out of a desire to revive European political process after the failures of the 1950s and 60s. Throughout these years, European states hesitated on the aim of their coming together. Two different visions were pitched against each other and didn't manage to come to an agreement. The first of these visions, federalist, desired the implementation of a supranational structure and failed in 1954 with the European Defence Community Project. The second, based on collaboration between governments, reached a sticking point with the failure of the Fouché Plan in 1962. The political cooperation born in 1970 was thus the result of a series of compromises between the opposing visions of the different governments. It only finds its structure in the 1980s with the strengthening and recognition of European development.
How exactly does it work?
At first, European political cooperation was based on a pragmatic compromise between national governments. It appears in the guise of frequent meetings between European ministers of foreign affairs and the coming together of national administrations to confer and define common positions on particular issues. These meetings allow diplomats to get used to working together and develop a feeling of belonging to Europe. They lead to a series of reports, adopted by European ministers, on a policy of common declarations, but also on concrete actions, such as the adoption of economic sanctions.
How did it evolve in the years that followed?
In becoming more intense and embracing more and more issues, the EPC had to become more organised, recruiting correspondents and forming groups of experts. Moreover, the development of community institutions helped to evolve its composition in the mid-1970s. The Council of Europe, the European Commission, and then the European Council became actors and priority partners of the EPC. It thus found its place between the European institutions and gradually acquires the status of spokesperson, recognised by foreign powers as they wish to inform themselves on the common European position. Today, Europe in a Soundbite focused on European political cooperation between 1970 and 1993. An institutional approach was devised with the support of Maria Guénard. The text was translated by Alfred Davies and presented by Verity Crane.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.